In a few minutes, we will be doing the broadcast, and today this is what we're going to do. The first thing is about the interviews. Hannah, tell us about the interviews.
We're going to be interviewing some people. There's going to be ambassadors and a few people you won't know.
Before we do that, we've got a short jingle about anti-bullying.
Hi, my name is Lisa Roberts and I'm reporting from Newcastle Lane News. This topic is featured around anti-bullying e-safety. Here I have someone who has recently been caught in a bullying accident. Her name is Lucy Smith. So Lucy, what has been going on?
It all started when the teacher started picking me for all the answers. And the people opposite me started calling me teacher's pet. I didn't want to tell because they might hurt me.
Have you told any responsible adults yet?
No, but it doesn't really matter.
Your life matters. Tell an adult and they will deal with it. You don't have to keep things like that to yourself if you are ever being bullied.
Okay.
Goodbye, and if you are ever being bullied, stop, block and tell. Bye for now.
Yes, that's right everyone. Stop, block and tell.
Next up, Hannah's going to read you one of our safety tips about cyberbullying.
Protect your online accounts and your mobile phone with a password. Don't share it with anybody.
Look through your list of online contacts on MSN, Facebook, Bebo or MySpace and make sure you are only friends with people you know in real life and can trust.
The shuffle.
The shuffle. The shuffle. Hi, my name is Frankie. Tonight I'll be your host. Bones there is a skeleton, and Mirabelle's a ghost. Victor is a vampire. He drinks blood to stay alive. We're doing the monster shuffle. Let's jive. Do the monster shuffle, turning up the heat now. Do the monster shuffle, can you feel the beat now? Do the monster shuffle, and those who've had enough will take a little break and rest their feet.
The shuffle. The shuffle.
Come on, Mr. Zombie, let's see you do your stuff. Was your grave too shallow? 'Cause you're looking rather rough. Now pull yourself together and shake a leg, my friend. I hope it won't drop off before the end. Do the monster shuffle, turning up the heat now. Do the monster shuffle, can you feel the beat now? Do the monster shuffle, and those who've had enough will take a little break and rest their feet. William is a werewolf, I know he's kind of hairy. But once you get to know him, he isn't all that scary. He howls like a dog, he's got a thing about the moon. I expect you'll all find out about it soon. Do the monster shuffle, turning up the heat now. Do the monster shuffle, can you feel the beat now? Do the monster shuffle, and those who've had enough will take a little break and rest their feet.
The shuffle. The shuffle.
The shuffle. Mummy here is ancient. Her skin is dry as parchment. She made the trip from Egypt where she's got her own apartment. Lives out in the desert in a pointy block of flats. Her body's all stone.
Do the monster shuffle. Turning up the heat now. Do the monster shuffle. Can you feel the beat now? Do the monster shuffle, and those who've had enough will take a little break and rest their feet. The shuffle. The shuffle.
The rest of you are humans and you're not a pretty sight. I'd really hate to meet you down an alley late at night, but to judge you by appearance, that would really be a crime. So come on and do the shuffle one more time. Do the monster shuffle, turning up the heat now. Do the monster shuffle, can you feel the beat now? Do the monster shuffle, and those who've had enough will take a little break and rest their feet.
Right. That was the Monster Shuffle from Frankie and me from the play that was a few years back.
Now we're going to be talking to John and Tim about the NSPCC and eSafety.
Dear Safety Service, please protect your password.
Speaking to someone about the NSPCC.
Hello, I'm John Stead. I work for the NSPCC, or the National Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Children. And the reason why we're heavily involved in Anti-Bullying Week this week is because bullying is abuse. It's where people intend to deliberately, on purpose, set out to hurt someone. And the NSPCC thinks that bullying is so important that about 5 years ago we joined with a number of other organisations to form the Anti-Bullying Alliance, and the Anti-Bullying Alliance has organised this week's Anti-Bullying Week. And why I think it's so important this week is that the theme of Anti-Bullying Week is simply to ask everybody, children, young people and adults, to stop and think before they actually open their mouths and say words. Because the most common form of bullying, whether it's speech or whether it's actually online, through cyberbullying as we call it, is actually using words that people find very offensive and words that hurt. So what we want is this week everybody to think before they open their mouths, before they put something on paper and send it to somebody. Is what I'm saying, is what I'm writing going to hurt? And we'd like every single school to start to think about what are the words that we can hear around our schools, in our classrooms, in our playgrounds, that actually hurt other people. So that's why we think Anti-Bullying Week is so important.
Do you have, like, different things for different, like, do you have a website for people to go to if they need help?
The NSPCC has a particularly important website and telephone number. We don't call it the NSPCC, we call it Childline. That's a very famous helpline, and people can either ring that number, or now they can go on their computer, they can go online, and they can send messages and get help that way. So the NSPCC does think it's very important that everybody who's been bullied, or anyone who knows that somebody has been bullied, tells someone. In schools, we want them to tell the teachers and the staff in school. But to tell parents and their carers. But if that's difficult, then what we want them to do is to get in touch with our child line, either by telephone or going on the computer, and then we will actually do something about it.
So if someone needs your help, what does the NSPCC actually do?
What we would do through our child line is we would actually talk to you and give you some advice. With your permission, but we can't do anything without you give us permission, we could then talk to somebody in your school or somebody in your local authority. But the most important thing with you is that we would start to talk to you, get you to tell us what is happening and give you advice about what you can do. And then if you wanted us to do something, but you have to give permission, then we could take that up for you and talk either to your school or to someone else.
What's the worst case of bullying you'd have to deal with?
I used to be a head teacher, and the bullying that I'm going to talk about sounds very simple, but it fits in with this week. And we had a girl who, she would be 14 when we found out about what had been happening. And we only found out because she and her parents came to say they were leaving our school. And what had been happening is that for almost 2 years, a group of people in her class, I have to say, other girls, had been calling her names, had been, and this is before computers, had been writing messages on walls, had been passing notes, spreading rumours, and this had been going on for almost 2 years, but she didn't tell anyone. She was so frightened of what would happen, is for 2 years she actually took what was happening to her without telling us anyone. It sounds simple because it sounds as though they were just calling her names. But in the end, it was so serious that her health was suffering. And in the end, she felt she just had to leave our school. Bad case because of the damage it did to her, but also because she didn't tell anybody.
So, how many jobs, different kinds of jobs, does the NSPC have to help people?
Ooh, that's a difficult question, and I'm not sure I know the answer. In our child line, we have a number of people who we call counsellors, and we've probably about 20 or 30 of these people. I'll say 20 or 30 working at any time because they work in different parts of the country. But on top of that, we have a school service, so I think we've about 50 people who go into primary schools like yours and actually give assemblies or do workshops. And then you've got the small group of people like me, who are what we call advisors, and we work with schools, but we work with the staff in school, so we train them so they can get their policies right, their procedures right. And I've probably forgotten some others as well.
Okay, so I guess that's it, because we've run out of questions here. We've learned a lot from this man, so I hope you remember some of the things he said.
Well, I just hope you listen to the words of Anti-Bullying Week that says, stop and think, words can hurt. But thank you for inviting me to be interviewed.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Right, next up it's going to be Tia, Ben and Hannah doing something about anti-bullying.
Hey nerd, it's time for your pounding.
Why are you always bullying me?
Uh-oh, here comes the head teacher. You're in for it now.
What are you guys doing?
Nothing, Mrs. Oak, just playing nicely.
But...
Okay then, keep playing nicely, children.
Now, where was I?
Benjamin, you have to go in and do some work.
Coming. I'll get you out of class.
I'm getting bullied.
Why don't you tell someone?
But then I'll be uncool.
It's not about being uncool, it's about your own safety.
Queen bee all day long listens to our buzzing song. She can't fly around like us. She just lays eggs and makes a fuss. She says, clean my wings, comb my hair. What's that bee doing over there? Feed me, you know you she is big and long and round. Her own voice is her favourite sound. She says, clean this hive, what a mess. I've never seen such laziness. Feed me, you know you need me. I'm your one and only queen bee. Queen bee, all day long. Listens to our buzzing song. She is big and long and fat. The beehive's own aristocrat. She says, where's my food? What a brute. That bee there is very rude. Feed me, you know you need me. I'm your one and only queen bee.
Next up is another Pop Connection song that is called The Air That I Breathe.
Now we're going to be talking to Mr. Tim Pinto about e-safety. Do you think it's a good idea for kids to go on Facebook and Twitter?
That's a really good question. If I just sort of introduce my role, my name's Tim Pinto. I'm e-safety manager for the Yorkshire Humber Grid for Learning. And my job is basically more or less to talk to young people like yourselves, talk to teachers, talk to other adults about being safe online. And your question's a really good one, because I come across lots of young people who use social networking sites like Facebook and like Twitter. And there are actually some particular rules about using those social networking sites. Because they're based in America, you have to be 13 years old to actually use them. So really, those in primary school shouldn't really be using Facebook and Twitter and things like that. And I would say probably the best thing to do is to actually use other sites which are more age-appropriate, like Moshi Monsters, Club Penguin, Habibo Hotel, Bin Weevils. They're much more fun and they're much more easy to use, and you're actually far more protected using those particular sites than you are Facebook and Twitter. So, you know, I come across lots of cyberbullying that takes place on social networking sites, and I think the important thing is for mums and dads and for teachers to actually help their children use these sites appropriately, and also to know that there are some sites that you have to be a certain age to start using.
Do you have a special site that people can go to when they need help?
Well, we have a website where we offer lots of support and lots of information. So if there are mums and dads out there who haven't got a great idea about, you know, what Facebook is or what to do if there's a particular problem over cyberbullying, then our website offers a lot of information and a lot of links to other websites. So the main website that my organisation is www.yhgfl.net. And we offer links to lots of other really good websites. One of them in particular that's appropriate for this week is Beat Bullying, who are an organisation who, very much like the NSPCC, promote anti-bullying, promote the idea of schools and young people working to actually stop bullying. And they've got a really, really good set of schemes that schools can also use, such as a Cyber Mentor scheme for secondary school students, and also for ones in primary schools, one called the Mini Mentor scheme. And that's there to help young people, actually help other young people stop cyberbullying and be able to, you know, help the school cope with issues to do with anti-bullying as well.
So what's the worst case you've come across doing your job?
Well, John, I was a teacher. I wasn't a head teacher before I did this job, but I came across some incidents. I think the worst one that I ever came across was in one of the schools I did work in, was a girl who was being bullied so badly she didn't know who to turn to. She couldn't talk to her mum and dad because her mum and dad were having particular problems. They were getting divorced. She didn't have many friends within the school because she dressed a bit differently. And I think that was one of the reasons why she was bullied. She, you know, liked particular groups that weren't as probably popular as some of the other people or the other boys and girls in the class liked. So what she started doing, which was really quite awful, is she wanted to try and gather attention towards herself. And she started something called self-harming, which is basically, you know, just trying to cut yourself a little bit. And it's a really distressing thing to see somebody with marks on their arms because they feel that they want to, you know, do something to them. They think they've got nobody to talk to, that they'll take it out of themselves. And in the end, the school had to take her to hospital. And it was only then that her mum and dad started realising that she was being bullied badly, and also started realising that they were being really silly, arguing with each other over splitting up, and that the most important thing was the daughter. And they went to help the daughter overcome these problems, and the school also had to deal with the bullying that was taking place as well. And that was really, really sad, because sometimes if people can't talk to somebody, and this is the most important thing, then they do something drastic. And unfortunately, we've had cases in the past where people have actually taken their own lives because they've got no one to talk to. So my key thing, I think, a bit like John said earlier, is that you need to report bullying whether it happens online or in the playground. You need to report it, you need to tell people, and if it's happening to one of your friends, you need to make sure that they can talk to you or another teacher so they can get support.
When you took a job at the e-safety thing, was there anything that like persuaded you to do it? Like, were you bullied before?
Well, actually, back when I was at school, I was bullied. I was targeted a little bit because I liked different groups, and I wasn't always into what everybody else liked. And I was targeted when I was at secondary school by a number of people. And back then, and this was about 25 years ago, there wasn't very many groups or organisations that you could talk to. So I didn't have the opportunity to be able to talk easy to teachers or to go online, because obviously the internet wasn't around then. And I really sort of suffered, and this is one of the reasons why I actually love doing what I do, because I want to ensure that nobody goes through that same situation, that if you are being bullied, that you can talk to other people, that people can actually help you through this situation, because it's the worst thing that can happen to anybody. And unfortunately, the latest research, there's still one in three people actually suffer bullying when they're at school. And so we want to make sure that we take those numbers down, and that people can come to school, they can be safe, and they can actually get on with studying, getting what they want to do in life, and not have to go through bullying.
Has there ever been an issue where you had to get the police involved?
Well, I work quite a lot with the police in the region, talking to them, especially about cyberbullying, especially about bullying online. And there have been a number of occasions where I've had to speak to the police about particular cases that schools were having problems with, about particular pupils who were using things like social networking sites to bully others. So the police do get involved quite a bit with actually dealing with especially online problems, because more and more people are thinking that they can get away with that online bullying. They're thinking that when they're using the internet, they are anonymous, no one's ever going to find them out. But the thing is that people will find them out, and there have been a number of cases where people have cyberbullied others, and they've actually ended up being in trouble with the police, and some of them have had to go to court for that.
Right, so that's it for now. We're going to put on next Lewis and Nathaniel.
Bullying is a horrible crime, don't do it, don't waste time. Bullies think they're big and bad, but all they do is make us sad. Bullying is a horrible crime, don't do it, don't waste time. Bullies think they're big and bad, but all they do is make us sad. All they do is start a riot, so let's speak up and not be quiet. Yeah!
NPL is a fun place to learn. It is the heart of the community.
NPL offers lots of fun sports and activities.
NPL rocks!
Another summer day has come and gone away. In Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I'll be keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that.
another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I've got to go.
Today by Jack, who was once a victim of cyberbullying. Hello Jack, thank you for coming to join us today. Can you tell me what happened?
I was at home playing games on Facebook when I kept getting nasty messages.
How did it make you feel?
It upset me. I felt frightened and scared. I didn't want to go to school because I knew they would laugh at me. It's at me.
Did you tell an adult what was happening at the end?
Not straight away. I was too embarrassed. I thought they would pick on me more.
Did you tell your friend?
He told our teacher. The teacher sorted it.
Thank you for your time. That's it for now from Rockin' Radio. I'm Derek Johnson reporting for the news.
Hi, my name is Lisa Roberts and I'm reporting from New Pasture Lane News. This topic is featured on anti-bullying e-safety. Here I have someone who has recently been caught in a bullying accident. Her name is Lucy Smith. So Lucy, what has been going on?
It all started when the teacher started picking me for all the answers. And the people opposite me started calling me teacher's pet. I didn't want to tell because they might hurt me and...
Have you told any responsible adults yet?
No, but it doesn't really matter.
Your life matters. Tell an adult and they will deal with it. You don't have to keep things like that to yourself if you are ever being bullied.
Okay.
Goodbye, and if you are ever being bullied, stop, block and tell. Bye for now.
Now we're going to listen to some Year 3 4s saying some things about bullying.
Stop cyberbullying, it hurts people's life.
Good morning, Sam.
Don't bully, it hurts people's feelings.
Bullying and cyberbullying hurts.
It is not good to bully.
Stop bullying.
If you're being bullied and the teacher comes up, tell that teacher, don't say but.
Stop bullying.
Bullying is not pleasant, it isn't kind.
Do not bully.
Bullying is a crime.
Bullying is not good because you know you'll get into trouble.
Bullying is bad.
If you bully back, you will get into trouble.
I don't like bullying because it always get people hurt.
It's not good to bully.
Bullying is a disgrace.
No bullying.
Bullying is not good.
Stop cyberbullying, it hurts people's life.
Cyberbullying hurts.
It is not good to bully.
If you're being bullied and the teacher comes. that teacher, don't say but.
Stop bullying.
Bullying is not pleasant, it isn't kind.
Not bullying. Bullying is a crime.
Bullying is not good because you know you'll get into trouble.
Bullying is bad.
If you bully back, you will get into trouble.
Stop trying to bully and get hurt people's lives.
Sherilyn, what do you think about bullying?
Well, I think it's like you shouldn't bully because people get hurt and the feelings will just be like really lonely and they'll think it's carrying on forever and they wouldn't like it, so I don't like it.
Have you ever been bullied?
Well, not bullied, but just a bit, but for 2 weeks.
Have you ever seen anybody being bullied or and ignored it? Or have you told a teacher?
I haven't seen anybody being bullied because our school is responsible and they are just... They're not that naughty sometimes, but I've never seen any bullying before, except videos on YouTube.
Right. So, what's your job really to do as an ambassador about bullying?
Well, we see what's out there and we try and solve the problems. We separate them both and we ask the questions to them and then we just solve the problems.
Do you think yourself it's a good idea to go on Facebook under the age of 13?
Not really, because once I had a friend that went on Facebook and there was somebody they didn't know, they sent them a friend request like about 13 times and they just ignored it because there's some things out there that are not safe on Facebook because like the whole world goes on it and there's some nasty people out there. So,
what do you think is the best thing to do if you're being bullied on Facebook?
Well, I think it's best to tell an adult, or what you could do if they're bullying you, all you do, you send these people this request that says these people are bullying me, and if they get sent that message lots of times, then they're kicked off Facebook.
Okay then. Well, that's it for now. We'll be back to you with more questions soon. Now we're going to do Now and Forever from Pop Connection.
Yeah.
Interviewing another ambassador from our school. Joseph, tell us about what you do on the playground.
Well, basically we just look walking around waiting for people to come up to us and say, and it's like they come up to us and say that someone has been bullying them, and then we just go and sort it out and stop them from doing that thing.
What do you do if someone is bullying another ambassador? Do you help them, or do you let them sort it out for themselves?
Well, I would actually help them with what situation they're in.
Do you think it's a good idea to have the ambassadors in your school?
Well, yes, because it helps the safety of the school, and it stops bullying from happening all the time.
Do you think there should be more ambassadors or less?
I think the amount we've got right now is a perfect amount, because otherwise there'd be too many, and then people wouldn't know who to go to.
Right, thank you. That's the end of our interviewing for Joseph. Next up, we're going to be doing Anti-Bullying Day year and with Year 4 and 5.
I really don't like it when me and my friends get called names. You kick up the
leaves and the magic is lost. Bullies are made, not born. Tell me your blue skies
fade to grey. Tell me your passion. It's not fair to bully.
Bullying is not right.
Bad boys bully.
Big bad boys bully.
It's like you're in a big ball of sadness. Bully makes you feel sad.
Bullying upsets people.
Bullying is bad.
Bullying makes you feel invisible.
Bullying makes you feel caged.
Bullying is a crime.
Bullying is pointless, it hurts people. Bullying makes people feel like they should not try to tell other people.
Like a bubble.
Bullying makes me really sad. Bullying is not clever. If you think bullying's clever, you're a bully.
You're gonna smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. You see.
Next up, Mr. Tim Pandor John Steady's going to be interviewing Kayla about the ambassadors.
Hello, this is James and I'm reporting from New Pasture Lane's Rocking Radio News, and today I am interviewing Benjamin about cyberbullying. Benjamin, tell us about how you're being bullied.
Well, it started a few months back when I thought these people were my friends, and then they started sending me nasty text messages, and that's how it starts.
When does this bullying take place?
Well, it's constant, it's all the time. It happens at school, at home, even on a family trip. It just happens everywhere.
Who is it that are bullying you?
Well, it's like a gang of boys and girls, and they've even got an adult involved.
What's it like to be bullied?
Well, it's terrible. I feel like telling my mum, but I think she'll just make it worse. I don't know what to do.
Thank you, Benjamin. That's the end of Rockin' Radio News.
Hello, Kayla. I just want to ask you a few questions about your role as an ambassador in the school. First of all, how long have you been an ambassador?
It started a few days ago when we decided that we were going to make ambassadors for the school so the teachers don't have to always help out and try and get things sorted.
So this is very much a new initiative in the school and around Anti-Bullying Week. But what sort of things do you think make children in your school get upset or worry them?
Well, maybe when someone's kind of like been saying things, or after school they've been doing and threatening them.
So things that can go on in school, but also things that can go on as they're coming to school or going away from school.
Yes, because there was actually someone who was being bullied today, and she said that there were these two people that had been bullying her at school, at home, and at dance classes after school.
So she came to tell you what was happening, or did you just recognise there was something that was unhappy about her?
She came and told me about it.
Right, so the rest of the school do know about the ambassadors?
Yes, they do.
I noticed that you've got a special uniform on with your words on the back. So she came up to you. What time of in the school day do you actually do the work as an ambassador?
We do it more or less all day, because like if something's been happening at break times and we've found witnesses, then we'll carry it on through and question them whilst other people are getting on and doing the work.
Right, so if something happens at break time, you do keep on with it. You don't just leave it if the break's ended.
Yes.
If there was quite a serious problem, who would you report that to?
I would report it to the teachers and the head teacher.
Right, so something serious would certainly get reported on. When you're working, when you're out in the playground at break time, how would you recognise someone who might have a worry if they didn't come up to you?
Sometimes people are crying or huddled in a corner by themselves.
Right. So apart from them coming up to you, you're actually using your ear, your eyes, and you're actually looking and going up to people as well.
Yeah.
Why did you want to become an ambassador?
Because I like helping people, and I know what it's like to be bullied, because I used to
live somewhere near Hexham, and in my old school I used to get bullied a lot, and my friends started joining in, but then someone reassured me, and so I do know what it's like to get bullied.
Right. I think that's a very powerful statement there, that actually having experienced it yourself, you now want to help other people. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy being an ambassador, but I'm sure the ambassadors will do a great job for the school. Thank you.
Next up is Lies by McFly.
You're a hurricane full of lies, and the way you're heading, no one's getting out alive. Do us all a favor, would you find somebody else to blame? 'Cause your words are like bullets and I'm the way your weapons aim. I guess I could fill a book with things that I don't know about you, baby. You're not misunderstood, but you got to go.
Be talking to another ambassador called Michael. Michael, do you like having the job of an ambassador?
Yes, I do. 'Cause the ambassadors, you get go around helping people that really need your help that have been bullied.
Have you ever come across someone that's been bullied and sorted it out?
No, not yet, but I think there might be a few bullies, so soon. There is a lot of fighting, but not bullying. There's some splitting
up where you don't have friend, where you don't want a friend any more, but no bullying.
Have you ever heard anyone kind of use bad words in the school?
Yes, a few people actually.
What year group would you expect people to be playing nicely in?
I'd expect them, the little ones, to be playing nicely in because they don't really know what it's like to have a fight and split up, but the older ones, they know what it's like and they have it most of the time.
Do you think there's enough ambassadors to go around the school patrolling it?
Yeah, I think there's enough ambassadors. There's six of us and we go around school helping the people that really want help that are being bullied.
Do you think if you got any more ambassadors it would become a bit too crowded?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because if we've got loads of ambassadors, it's going to be too many and there'll be no jobs left for other people.
Yes. Is there anything that ambassadors can do to stop bullying?
Yeah, if there's a child being bullied, they'd go to an ambassador and the ambassador just go sort it out, see if that child was being bullied is okay, and then we'd get them to be friends again.
That's a really good idea, Michael. Do you think the ambassadors was a good idea to come up with?
Yes, I do, because I think it's the best idea we've had in this school yet.
What do you think gave you the idea of becoming ambassadors?
Well, I don't know, because I wasn't the one that made the idea. It was Mr. Coleman.
Okay, then. That's it from me and Michael. Now we're going to be putting on three from Brittany Sears.
1, 2, 3, not only you and me, got 180 degrees and I'm caught in between, counting 1, 2, 3, Peter Pan, Mary, getting down with 3 feet, everybody loves ocean.
Good morning, this is Lisa Roberts
and Lucy Smith
reporting for NPL News. We are now introducing our new topic, cyberbullying,
starring our special guest Sinead.
So Sinead, what started this whole situation about cyberbullying?
Well, as you know, I was a new girl at Newcastle in school and everything was going fine. My mum picked me up as usual and I logged onto my email account and I had a message, a good message I thought.
What kind of message, Sinead?
It was a message saying I want a free holiday to Hawaii.
How did this affect your feelings?
Well, I typed in my address, phone number, and it all started to go wrong.
The best thing to do is tell a responsible adult. Good luck, bye for now.
Right, now I'm going to interview the last ambassador of the lot. Right, Chloe, tell us about how... Do you like being an ambassador?
I really enjoy being an ambassador because I can help out loads of people with their problems and stuff like that.
Do you think Mr. Coleman made the right choice of coming up with the ambassadors?
Yeah.
Outside, have you seen a lot of people being bullied?
Not a lot in this school, but there is quite a lot of falling out.
Is there loads of bullying outside of school?
I think it's more like older people, like in secondary schools, get bullied than in primary schools.
Have you ever been bullied before?
No.
Even online? Right, that's it for our interview for now. But, Hannah, do you want to ask Chloe any questions?
Okay, I've just got one question.
Chloe, do you think bullying starts in school or out school when people have fallen out?
I think it sort of starts in school because, like, when people fall out, sometimes people want to take it out on people, things like that.
Has there been any incidents yet that you've had to deal with?
Not really.
Do you think you'll make a good ambassador?
Yeah.
Do you think Mr. Coleman made the right choice of people to be ambassadors?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it from me and Chloe. Now it's JLS Beat again.
Damn, the doctor's just finished telling me there's no time. Losing you could be the end of me, and that I should do the things that I wanted to. How could I without you, without you? Oh, oh, 'cause you're the only one I let in. Tell me how to stop this feeling spreading. I'm hoping somehow that you know. Oh, oh, oh.
Here.
but you couldn't be outside or listen to it in your classroom, you can go to New Pasture Lane website and listen to it. Now we're going to have a little listen to Ryan's Stay Safe, Protect Your Password.
Stay safe in cyberspace, protect your password.
Bullying is a horrible crime, don't do it, don't waste time. Bullies think they're big and bad, but all they do is make us sad. Bullying is a horrible crime, don't do it, don't waste time. Bullies think they're big and bad, but all they do is make us sad. All they do is start a riot, so let's speak up and not be quiet. Yeah!
In the radio station this week, which we're going to keep reminding you, it's Stop Think Words Can Hurt. So remember, it's Anti-Bullying Week. Just going to listen to a little thing that's called Ben's Jingle, and then we're going to say goodbye and listen to Sharp Dressed.
NPL is a fun place to learn. It is the heart of the community.
NPL offers lots of fun sports and activities.